Well, I'll go ahead and begin with some denominational business. I've kept you guys somewhat up to date on what's going on with Revoice and Memorial Presbyterian Church in St. Louis. They actually had a congregational meeting, Memorial Presbyterian Church. Let me back up, just in case you're unfamiliar. That's the church where Greg Johnson is the pastor, and they hosted the initial Revoice in 2018. And it's been pretty much for the last 4 years just a constant bit of turmoil. They had Revoice in 2018, and frankly, there's been so much doublespeak. It's been difficult to track with where a lot of the guys were from Memorial, but they've done some other things in the last couple of years that have been just as horrible, really, as Revoice. They had they've twice hosted what's known as the Transluminate Festival there on their campus, which is where transgenders come in and have a big party. They served them alcohol and everything. You know, it's really kind of mind-boggling. And I'm not a teetotaler. It's just the idea that, it's been a difficult time for the denomination. Well, they voted this past Friday to leave the PCA. It's their intention to be independent for a while before they decide with whom they're going to affiliate. On one level, it's good that they left. On another level, it's still a problem the denomination has to wrestle with, because they had this vote on Friday, and Saturday a very prominent man from the PCA wrote a letter lamenting how Memorial and Greg Johnson were sort of bullied out of the denomination, and that's just not the case at all. But all that by way of saying, some of the overtures that are moving through Presbytery at this time, they need to pass, and not only do they need to pass, let's assume they pass, then they have to be acted upon, right? In other words, you know, it's not enough to say, this is our stance. If it's our stance and it's something we're committed to, then we have to act on it. And that means disciplining others who are outside of the Westminster standards. And again, they have the choice of leaving the denomination or staying under discipline. And the hope would be that they would repent, right? That's the goal. So now, I don't know if anybody has any questions about that at this point.
Did you hear the podcast with Carl Truman and Pruitt with Rosaria Butterfield?
I have not heard it yet. Jeff was asking me if I heard the podcast on Mortification of Spin because Rosaria Butterfield was on it. I'll tell you, she is fearless against this movement, right? Because she, having come out of the gay lesbian world, she has a sharper insight into what it entails and the kind of worldview that festers up underneath a supposed Christianity that's supportive of the LGBTQIA movement. It's getting to be a tough one, right? The older I get, the more that becomes a tongue twister. But at the end of the day, and this is something just to sort of store away, the desire to show approval to that movement is nothing but basically to try to appease the world. And I have to tell you, you need to be aware of this. This is going to become front and center for Christians, right? I mean, that's been obvious for a few years, but most of you probably are familiar with the legislation that was passed just this past week. There were, twelve Republican senators that supported this act that essentially give same-sex marriage exactly the same – it already had the same constitutional status after Obergefell, but this enshrines it in a constitutional amendment – in a law, rather. And it's really going to be problematic because – I think in the past, Christians have thought Republicans were their allies on things like abortion and same-sex marriage. But especially after these election losses, you're going to see a lot of Republicans jettisoning a commitment to being pro-life and the LGBTQIA issues simply because they don't think they're going to be able to win. And it's going to be overwhelming in the party. And Christians are going to have to say, no, this is what we stand for, right? It's going to be difficult.